Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. It was on this day, Tuesday, June 17, 1952, that the Barbados Advocate reported on the opening of the new social center in Bathsheba, St. Joseph. This, as with the boys' clubs opened across the island, the push was community-oriented, intended to bring communities together. The 1950s in Barbados was a socially and economically difficult time for its poor population. In essence, times were hard and people were suffering. Although the country was making strides, these did not trickle down to enhance the lives of the poor. One writer reports, and I quote, "In most cases, their economic circumstances, lifestyle, and job opportunities had not improved much since the days of slavery. They lived in small, movable wooden houses, and they had little job security, although they spent most of their lives working for the same plantation, as changing jobs was very difficult," end quote. Therefore, clubs and community centers were places of respite because it was the working class that availed themselves of the use of these facilities. His Excellency the Governor Sir Alfred Savage was in attendance and officially declared the center opened, while the introductory remarks were made by Reverend Malel Liu, Rector of St. Joseph and Chairman of the St. Joseph Welfare Committee. During his remarks, the chairman informed the gathering that the project had been made possible through government financing from social welfare funds, which were used to purchase the building formerly known as the Rainbow Hotel, as well as to resite and renovate the structure. The rector also revealed, and I quote, "Government has also placed at our disposal the lands of the old Bathsheba Railway Station and other land purchased for the purpose on which this building now stands," end quote. He continued, quote, "The center has been established by a social committee appointed by the vestry and will continue to be run by that committee as long as the vestry so desires," end quote. The Reverend also noted that over 100 years before, the lands on which the new social center was sited were on or closely adjacent to church lands on which the parish rectory was located at Beechmont Hill, reinforcing the adage that history is destined to repeat itself on June the 3rd, 2022, exactly 2 weeks short of 70 years after the social center was opened on this day, June 17th, 1952, in the spirit of community development, new and expanded facilities, Hillcrest Community Center and Beechmont Park have been opened at the same location.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.